Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get to our guest who joins us now on the hotline. That would be from the Boston Globe, of course, the great Chris Price joins us here on the Christian Arcand Show. Mr. Price, how are we doing tonight?
I share your hesitancy, Mr. Arcand. I think that this feels like a game that the Patriots just want to get in, get out, have no one get hurt, and head into the bye week on a relatively up note. So I'm right there with you.
Yeah, I hope that they can accomplish that. I hope that this is the type of game where I'd like to see a get-right game for this offense, Chris. I think we were all expecting that last week. Isn't that what we all thought was going to happen with the Bengals? Finally, you know, Drake May and the run game can really explore the studio space a little bit here. Instead, they were sweating that game out, and that Bengals defense gave them a lot of trouble.
Yeah, and I also think that the fact that they lose Will Campbell, they lose Wilson, Morgan Moses goes down for a stretch, I think that played into it as well. I think the Bengals are a pretty good defense, and I think we saw that last week, and I think the Giants have some foundational elements on the defensive side of the ball, plus the fact that you are working without two of your starting offensive linemen tonight. I think that's all going to kind of figure into the conversation, but ultimately I think New England's going to have enough on both sides of the ball to come out of this with a relatively a narrow victory. I think I predicted 24-20.
24-20. Okay. Listen, I'll take anything. Certainly wouldn't cover the spread, but win's a win at this point. And it doesn't seem like the Denver Broncos are slowing down either. On the subject of those offensive linemen, you got Vedarian Lowe, you got Ben Brown, you got this Mumford kid, and the kid they just called up from the practice squad. This exact scenario is why many of us were kind of frustrated with the lack of action at the trade deadline. Is that something that you'd sort of look back at differently now, knowing what this situation on the line is?
It could have helped. I will say that. But you never know with situations like this. Sure. I think that they knew that their depth was relatively thin going into this season. As of a couple of weeks ago, the only guy who had missed more than a couple of games was Christian Gonzalez. They've been very, very lucky when it came to overall health of their blue chip players. But now you're in a situation where you don't have Milton Williams, you don't have Will Campbell, you don't have Jared Wilson, and you don't have Kyrus Tonga for this one as well. So I think it's going to be a challenge. And again, the goal tonight is just to kind of figure it out, let your offensive difference makers, kind of carry the day for you. This Giants defense really struggles against the run, so I wouldn't be surprised if Patriots run the ball an awful lot tonight and kind of take your chances that way. So it's not an ideal scenario for either side of the ball for New England, but I think they do have enough talent on both sides of the ball, combined with the fact that they're home and they have a better special teams grouping than the Giants. That's going to be just enough of a difference.
Brian Burns said that Drake May is a great player, but he holds the ball a little too long. He scans the field, and some of those sacks, not necessarily the fault of the offensive line. What'd you think of those comments, and what do you think about Drake May and the fact that he does get sacked a lot? Is that more a reflection of him or the offensive line?
I think it's a little bit of both. How's that for straddling
okay.
defense there?
Sure.
I do. I think it's a little bit of both. I think it depends on the situation. I think it depends on the pass rush. I will say this, that his pocket presence has gotten demonstrably better this year. Now, when I talk about pocket presence, it's a little bit of, scanning the field, kind of sensing pressure, moving one way or another, and knowing when to take off and knowing when to hang in the pocket for the extra second to be able to complete the pass. A lot of the sacks that he has taken this year, I'm not saying this is the only thing, but a lot of the sacks he's taken this year are situations where he's run out of bounds with, a yard behind the sticks, or with a 0-yard gain. So that figures into the conversation as well. Is it perfect? No, but it's certainly a lot better than it was even at the start of the year. So it's a work in progress. We have to remember there are times, and we saw it last week when he airmailed the ball early on. He had some bad throws. He's 23. He's going to play poorly from time to time. It's not going to be a straight line from here to the MVP award. He's going to have, you know, struggles. And I think last week was one of those struggles. And I think he could struggle a little bit going up against this Giants defensive front tonight.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, I've pointed this out and got yelled at for it by various people. But Drake May has thrown 6 picks this year. 4 of them have come in the last 5 weeks. 2 of his last 3 games, his passer rating's under 90, which isn't terrible, but it's definitely, for him, that's not very good. Is fatigue maybe a thing here with him, or just, you know, it's not a rookie wall, but the sophomore slump, like, I don't know, whatever you want to call it. Like, is that something you think is happening right now?
I think there's fatigue across the board with this team. It's not just the quarterback. They've played, you know, this 12 games now. They haven't had a bye. They're tied with 3 other teams, including the Giants, for the latest bye in the season. You'd like to have the bye a little bit earlier, but given the injury situation around guys like Campbell, Wilson, Milton Williams, you'd take it right now. So I do think that there is a little bit of fatigue with this roster, given the amount of games they played, given the fact that they haven't had the week off. I think this schedule, at least as it exists right now, is setting up relatively well for them. We'll know, you know, when they come out of it and they have to play the Bills and the Ravens.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Is there, I guess the way I want to phrase this question is, does this team have the coaching infrastructure and ability with Doug Marrone and Josh McDaniels and everybody else to survive however long it is that they're going to be without at least their left tackle, maybe more than that, on that offensive line? Is that something that you think can be guys like Vedarian Lowe, guys like Ben Brown, can they be coached up to not have there be too much of a drop-off here?
Yeah. Look, you're going to have a drop-off because Wilson came into the league and instantaneously he was an NFL-ready guard. And so, you know, you start with that and, you know, there's a reason that Will Campbell was the 4th overall pick in the, you know, in the draft this year. So you're going to have a natural drop-off. But the goal is to minimize that drop-off. I think that they are in relatively good shape when it comes to coaching. You talked about Doug Marrone, and he's done a really good job with this group. What you need to do, the guy you need to look to, and we talked to him about it this week, is Josh McDaniels, is to be able to scheme up something, you know, a series of plays where you don't have to worry about Brian Burns coming off the edge and snapping Drake May in two. You're going to look for a running game to kind of keep them on their toes. You're going to look for some play action. You're going to look for some quick passes. Really, the goal here for the Patriots tonight should be to get the ball in the hands of the playmakers as quickly as possible and allow them to get that yard, you know, those yards after catch. I don't think Keyshawn Booty is going to have, you know, the necessary home run ability without Will Campbell in the lineup. There's going to be a domino effect there. But I think this is going to be a big tight end game, a big Hunter Henry game, Trevion Henderson, Ramondre Stevenson. You're going to get the ball in the hands of the guys who can create good yards after catch for you. So that's the goal tonight. Again, you want to minimize those offensive linemen, you know, the drop-offs you're going to get in the offensive line. It's not going to be pretty at times, but the goal is more, I would say, you know, it's more on Josh than it is on Doug Marrone at this point.
Now, I agree with you. I think yards after catch is going to have to be an important factor for this offense, because if they get within 10 yards, you know, what happens then? This team, for whatever reason, in the red zone, when it's goal to go, just really, really struggling this year. On display last week against the Bengals. I don't know if it's going to get any better with Vedarian Lowe and Ben Brown in there, but what's been sort of the key problem there?
every time I see Jack Westover play, I'm reminded as to how good James Devlin really was.
Yeah.
You know, and if they want to keep running this offense, I was joking about this with some other people this week, they have to find themselves a better fullback. And so I think it kind of starts with that. Yeah, the red zone stuff is weird, man, because this offense has played so well in so many other areas over the course of the year. They just can't find a way to punch it in. They had 6 tries from the one. They only came away with 1 field goal last week. So that's something that needs to be resolved. The other thing I would submit to you, the weird, frustrating little thing about this defense is their inability to stop opposing teams on their first offensive drive.
Yeah.
And so if you're looking for an Achilles heel on both sides of the ball with this Patriots team, I would submit to you, like you said, the red zone offense and the inability to slow opposing offenses on that first drive. If they can punch it in from the 5 tonight on their first drive, and if they can hold the Giants to a field goal or no points on the first drive, then that certainly sets the table. That has them pointed in the right direction when you're talking about, getting off to getting things off on a good foot tonight.
All right, before we let you go here, Chris, not necessarily an NFL question, I guess kind of. He was Jackson Dart's old coach. What do you think about this Lane Kiffin situation?
I'm an LSU guy, but I don't know if this could have been handled any worse,
yeah.
By Lane Kiffin or LSU. There's so many other ways, so many better ways you could have gone about this business, and to see it end for him the way it did at Ole Miss. And I think it was a great story for him at Ole Miss. And I think he did great things for that program, but to be able to kind of start on this note at LSU is kind of a sour note. If you're an LSU guy like me, I'm going to be interested to see what he does, how he tries to revive the program, but it's certainly, certainly not the way you want to kick things off.
No, definitely not. All right. I believe your prediction tonight was the Patriots 24 and the Giants 20. Do I have that right, Chris?
Yes, I initially picked the Patriots to cover, and I am not confident about that at all. In Friday's, if you have a copy of Friday's Boston Globe, you can go ahead and take a Sharpie to that and adjust accordingly. So I think New England's going to win, but I don't think they're going to cover in this one.
I do have a copy, but it's covered in gravy, unfortunately, so I don't think I can read it.
I'll get another copy out to you.
All right, thanks very much. Chris Price, great stuff as always. Thanks for jumping on tonight. I really appreciate it.
Take care, man.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.